Good evening. As I mentioned, puno na ngayon ang mga simiteryo. Pinagbawal pa yung magkakaraoke dahil yung mga Pilipino kumakanta ng My Way doon sa ano eh, sa La Loma. Pero, tingnan mo, hindi sila natatakot, alam nila na kay Kristo na yung kanilang mga mahal sa buhay. Yung nakalagay sa gospel, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. So they are not worried. Baka hip-hop na ngayon ang kinakanta. They believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Pinagtatawanan tayo ng ibang mga sekta. Bakit daw? Eh, pag namatay ang tao, wala na naman. Pag-usapan, well, let's talk about that later. But in the first reading, it says, it was a holy and pious thought because he has the resurrection of the dead in view. For if he were not expecting the fallen to rise again, it would have been useless and foolish to pray for them in death. Para sa lahat ng mga Pilipino na andun ngayon, bakit nila ginagawa? Because like Judas, the ruler of Israel, in the second book of Maccabees, first reading, he had the resurrection of the dead in view. For if these Filipinos were not expecting their loved ones to rise again, it would have been useless and foolish to pray. And just like Judas, the Filipinos do this with the view to the splendid reward that awaits those who had gone to rest in godliness. It is a holy and pious thought to make atonement for the dead that they might be freed from this sin. And that's why we had that liturgy. First, candle was lighted. What is it saying to us and to the whole world? We will not be swallowed up by eternal darkness because Christ is the light of the world. Second, a white cloth was placed over the box where the names of your loved ones were placed. That is Saint Paul. He was raised from the dead. And like sheep, was slaughtered. He died for our sins. And that's why there was a movie on Netflix about exorcism. Gusto kasi ng mga tao rin natatakutin sila eh. So marami ding movies ngayon. Nangangaluluwa pa yung iba. In other countries, mayroon sila mga horror shows kagaya natin. The movie was about a little boy who was possessed and he told the priest, "You're a sinner." And the priest said, "Of course I'm a sinner, but can you say what any of my sins?" Tumahimik yung na-possessed. Sabi na pare, "You cannot, because all my sins have been forgiven by our Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross." Kahit ang dami pa niyang nagawang kasalanan, pagpalagay na lang natin, dahil makasalanan naman tayo lahat. Wala nang masabi ang demonyo na kasalanan ng pare because Isaiah said, "Do your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made white as snow." And that is the symbolism of the white cloth. And then the third, incense, symbolizing that our prayer would rise up to God. And that is why Judas, king of Israel, took up a collection among all his soldiers to be sent to Jerusalem to provide for an expiatory sacrifice. Noon kasi wala pa Kristo. tayo, Eucharist. Dami kong kasalanan, Panginoon. Pero iaalay ko sa iyo ang iyong anak. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that is why we are not overtaken and overcome by sorrow. We grieve, we miss our loved ones, but we are not overcome by sadness. Because we believe that Christ has prepared a place for our parents, our relatives and friends, our brothers and sisters who have died, all our loved ones. Because Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Richard Dawkins, kinakalaban kaya. Kasi sabi niya, science says there's no God and the universe is absurd and meaningless. Okay. So, nung pinanganak yung daughter mo, turuan mo na, sabihan mo na. Sa sinapupunan pa lang ng kanya ina, sabihin mo na, we will be swallowed up in eternal darkness. Walang kinalaman kung gumawa ka ng mabuti, lalamunin ka pa rin ng kadiliman na walang katapusan. Ituro mo nga sa anak mo yan. Titignan mo kung mabuhay na mature at saka adult. Eh yun lang ating mga kabataan ngayon na wala nang kulang na sa pananampalataya sa buhay na walang hanggan dahil laging nakadukuang sa kanila anxiety and depression. Lalamunin sila ng kadiliman na walang katapusan. And that is why today, in a darkened world, in a wounded world, we proclaim Christ as light of the world. We lighted the Paschal candle. And today, in the midst of sinfulness, immorality, we proclaim that our souls have been washed in the blood of Christ and it is white as snow. Mag-umpisal ka lang. And third, we hope that our prayers, that we will be joining our loved ones in the place that Christ has prepared for them will also be heard by the Lord. It is a great consolation para sa akin. Maniwala ka na atheist. Anong masasabi mo doon sa desire in our heart that we will not die? Na since time immemorial, million-million, hindi na mabilang ng mga tao na niniwala na may buhay na walang hanggan. Ikaw lang, yumabang ka dahil scientist ka, naging atheist ka, may doctorate ka ng philosophy sa UP, sa mga atheist din sabihin mo walang kahulugan yung buhay. Ganda lang ngayon yan. Ito ang huli kong sasabihin. Yung mga atheist, maganda lang yan pag malakas pa sila, nagsusulat ng maraming libro dahil nakapag-aral. May isang atheist, niloloko tayo. Nilalait tayo dahil pumupunta tayo sa simeteryo kung undan. Pati si Mother Teresa, nilalapastangan niya ang Santo Papa. Christopher Hitchens. Daming librong sinulat. Ngayon, may cancer sa throat. Patay na eh. Pero noong nahihirapan na siyang huminga dahil sinabihan siya, tatanggapin mo ba kung ipapagdasal ka ng mga pananampalataya? Sabi niya, tatanggapin niya. Buong buhay mong nilalait yung buhay na walang hanggan pagkatapos ngayon na namamatay ka na, natatakot ka na kung saan ka pupunta kasi baka lang may buhay na walang hanggan, nagpapadasal ka. It is a good thing. It is a holy and pious thought to pray for the dead. Because Christ is the light of the world. And because of our faith in Christ, sabi ni St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.